This is a chat with Mrs. Burns of third grade.
I'm Kate.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Eliana.
I'm Arabella.
I'm Jade.
And I'm Sarah. And today our topic is, what would happen if the world ended? Now Maggie has some information about that.
We did this topic because we want to know what happen if the world would end.
Now Kate and Eliana have some ways the world could end.
The first way is the Earth can get sucked into a black hole. The second way is if an asteroid hits Earth. The third way, if another planet hits Earth. The fourth way is if the Earth floats to another spot in space. If the sun drifts and hits Earth, if someone puts TNT all over the world and lights it.
The sun can explode. If Earth and Neptune switch places, Earth will freeze. A ginormous spaceship hits Earth.
And now
we
have Arabella asking us a few questions.
Wow.
First, I am asking Jade, what is your opinion on the world ending? Do you think it could happen or not?
I think it could happen, and I think, because I've seen this when I watch space shows, that the sun moves more and more out. It can hit the Earth, and then there would just be a huge fireball. In space.
Yeah.
I'm asking Isabella this question. What is your opinion on the world ending? Do you think it could happen or not?
I think it could, because the sun, if it could get, too close to Earth, maybe the Earth could explode, just like Jade said. So, yeah.
Next, I'm asking Eliana.
Eliana, what is your opinion on the world ending? Do you think it could happen or not?
I think it could happen because there are many different ways that the world could end. Like the way me and Kate said, there are a lot of different ways.
And now... we interviewed Mrs. Capriva, our school secretary, and here's her interview.
This is the chat with Mrs. Burns of third grade, and today we're interviewing Mrs. Capriva,
our school secretary,
and we're going to ask her a few questions.
Do you think the world would end? How?
I do think the world could end, and I think there have been lots of books and movies about that. But yes, I think it's absolutely a possibility. And how I think it would end, I think it would have something to do with our climate, maybe a big flood or things becoming too hot. But I also think that that's very far off into the future, and if we're careful about how we treat our planet, I think we might be able to stop it from happening.
And the second question is,
what would you do if you were the last person on Earth?
Well, I think to make myself feel better about being alone, I might have to eat some ice cream and candy. Maybe I might start off at the River Forest chocolate shop, and I might eat some candy while I was pondering that question. If I were the last person on Earth, I think I would try and think of ways to survive, find a place to live, make sure there was lots of food around me or that I could grow food.
And the third and final question is, where would you go if the world was going to end?
Well, I think I would have to stay in the United States, Canada, and South America because I can't fly a plane. And I don't know how to operate a boat to go across the ocean, and I certainly wouldn't swim. But I think that would leave me a lot of room to explore. I think the first thing that I might do is go to a warmer climate so that I didn't have to survive in the winter. And then maybe while I was lying on the beach, I would think about what I would do from there.
Okay, thanks for letting us interview you, and this interview is going to be in the podcast on Friday.
Excellent.
And I'm asking Arabella, Sarah, and Kate a question. Arabella, if you were the last person on Earth and the world was going to end, what would you do?
I would probably find somewhere safe to go, and I'm just a kid, so I don't really have a license, so I have to probably walk somewhere, but since I'm the last person on Earth, I would probably drive.
And Sarah, what do you think if you were the last person on Earth and the world was going to end, what would you do?
Well, if the world was going to end, but it hadn't ended yet, I knew it was going to end, I would probably flush myself down the toilet. But if I knew it was going to end, but I'm actually also, I might just try to run around to the other side of the earth in time before the world ended, then maybe I would live longer. I don't know.
And Kate, if you were the last person on Earth and the world was going to end, what would you do?
I'd probably, like Arabella, I would probably find some place safe that I could go that might keep me from getting hurt when the world ended. Probably not, but might. And I would stay there until I thought it was safe to go out.
Now we're going to hear an interview, and we were talking to Miss Oliva. This is the chat with Mrs. Burns of third grade, and today we're here with Miss Oliva, and we're going to ask her a few questions. The first question is, if you were the last person on Earth, what things would you save and what things would you get rid of?
If I were the last person on Earth, I would save the students at school, their families, my family, animals, and food. I would get rid of pollution and things that are ruining our planet.
Second question is,
if you were the last person on Earth, would you move into another house?
I would move into another house. I would probably explore a couple of different houses because I would like to see which one I like the best.
And the third and final question is, where do you think things or stuff will go after the world ended?
My guess is that things would disintegrate or go into space and maybe to another galaxy.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting us interview you, and this is going to be playing on our podcast, and it's going to be ready on Friday.
And Miss Oliva is our school
speech
pathologist for our school. And that's all for the chat. We'll see you next week.
Bye! Bye.